Sometimes a guy has to compromise his principles, but there's a difference between compromising and weaseling a ride. Anyway, Slim needed help with the driving. He'd get to looking at cattle and forget to watch the road. He went into the ditch 3 times and hit several holes. Good thing I was up there, or we might have ended up at the bottom of a canyon. We parked on a hill in the middle pasture, and Slim rolled down his window and called the cattle. He cupped his hand around his mouth and hollered. Kinda hurt my ears, to tell you the truth. And it sure was funny the way his Adam's apple moved up and down. The first calf heifers were in this pasture, the one Slim was supposed to watch. They came in and milled around the pickup, but every now and then they'd hear the wind stir up a strange sound and they'd run off a little ways. Slim took a bite off his plug at tobacco and studied the cattle. Hank, it appears to me that the coyotes have been prowling around these heifers. They're awful jumpy. I sure hope we don't have a calf-killing coyote on the place. I guess we'd better start carrying the .22, don't you reckon? I whapped my tail against the seat. If we had a calf killer on the ranch, I was betting his name was Scrunch. I'd tangled with that dude before, and he was tough. I wasn't exactly looking for opportunities to go against him again on the field of battle. But if it came to that, I was ready. On my ranch, calf killing is a very serious crime, and it demands swift and terrible justice. Slim got out and counted the heifers. They were so waspy that he couldn't get a good count. And after the third or fourth try, he got sore and yelled, "Hold still, dang you!" But they didn't. Well, Slim had left his winder down, so I bailed out. Thought I might give him a hand. There was a mottled face heifer on the edge of the herd. Kept running off and acting silly. I started stalking her. And the next time she left the herd, I went into action. "All right, you old sow. That's about all of that stuff we're gonna take from you. Now you get yourself back in the herd and stay there." By George, that got her attention. She stopped dead in her tracks, snorted, and started shaking her horns at me.